update from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
With us right now under the sheds, Mickey Ennis. How are you, Mickey?
Yeah, mate, pretty disappointed to tell you the truth. Yeah, we didn't get what we came here for tonight, so a couple of lessons learned, but it was a good game of footy. It was a good game. The Titans played well, and you know, for that last sort of 20 minutes, we played well.
It was a great game, of course. The crowd here on a Monday night for the Titans, because they're doing so well, something they haven't experienced for a while. It's good to see.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, it's always healthy for the game when the Titans and the Gold Coast sides are drawing crowds. And, you know, they haven't, as you said, they haven't done that for a while. They certainly hit off when they first came in, when they had Scotty Prince and Preston Campbell and those boys. They had some big crowds here, especially when I used to come down from Brisbane when I was playing with the Broncos. But it has been a little bit quieter the last few years, but that was fabulous tonight, as you said, for a Monday. Yeah, bigger crowds than what we generate in Sydney most of the time. So it was great.
A lot of people have been saying that the Sharks need to have a loss before the finals. Do you think that can kind of counteract that, even though you still get a point out of it? Does it feel like a loss in a way?
Yeah, it does. We're pretty disappointed in there, the boys. We certainly came here tonight to put in a better performance than what we did against Newcastle last week. I thought we controlled the football a lot better than what we did. I think we'd gone 20 errors last week, down to 7 tonight, but we came out tonight and we just, to be honest, I thought we just played in second or third gear until the Titans got in front, and then we put our foot down, and in the end we made a game of it too close in the end.
Were you queuing up for a field goal?
No, normally Jimmy's pretty good, but just we didn't get the bounce of the ball tonight, it didn't happen for us, but yeah, it's nice to still walk away with the point and remain at the top of the ladder.
Now, I'm a diehard Broncos fan. He is Cronulla. The last
scarf on.
Yeah, only because we're bandwagging.
Just trying to stir it up.
After the last 16 weeks, every time you win, he plays up Cronulla on our radio show. Yes. It drives me bloody
bonkers. I reckon I can still play
so
tomorrow.
I'm glad. No,
that's what I reckon.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you got a draw. You're not playing it. I'm sick of hearing it.
You can't play your song at the moment.
The Broncos aren't even going to make the top eight, are they?
Don't even start. They'll be there come finals, mate. Don't you worry.
No, they will. They're a good side. But I reckon tomorrow morning we just kick off with half the song, eh? What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, Mickey.
And that's it.
One assurance from you for the rest of this year before you retire. I've bought grand final tickets for $400 a pop. Knowing that you're going to be in the grand final, you're going to go out a winner, aren't you?
I'll back you. I'll say yes, we'll be there.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah,
don't waste my money. Thanks, Mickey.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.